Taharas Perik Beis Mishnah Dala Zech Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Mordechai Meir Harishon VaHasheni Betruma. So now we're in a series of short Mishnayos that are detailing some of the baseline rules involving Tuma transmission from foodstuffs. So if you have Truma that is a Rishon or a Sheni Temeim Umitamim, then they become Tame themselves. The piece of Truma that is a Rishon or a Sheni is Tame. And Umitamim, they transmit Tuma further to more Truma, because as we know, Truma can reach the level of Shlishi. So if you have a Sheni Truma and it touches another piece of Truma, that Truma becomes a Shlishi. HaShlishi, on the other hand, if you have a piece of Truma, not like the last two Mishnayos, which we're talking about Chulin that was prepared like Truma, actual Truma that is a Shlishi, Posel, and most people read the word Pusel, it itself is Pusel and cannot be eaten because it's at the terminal level of Shlishi, below Mitzame, but it cannot convey any further Tuma, because a Shlishi with Truma is terminal and cannot transmit any kind of further level. Viharavi and Truma that was a Revi'i. How can you have Truma that was a Revi'i? It stops a Shlishi. So again, we have to basically see this as a situation where Truma was prepared on the Tahara level of Kodesh, even though one doesn't have to do that. Somebody prepared his Truma at the level of Kodesh, and therefore there's a Revi'i level, Nechal b'nezid ha-Kodesh. In such a situation, you can eat it even in a stew containing Kodesh food, because since Truma has no Revi'i level, really, then there's no problem with eating it even together with Kodesh, because Truma doesn't really reach the Revi'i level. As we have been saying with these prepared as situations, they are an extra level of care, but this is not something that technically exists for Truma. Mishnehei, Harishon v'hasheni v'hashlishi sheba Kodesh. Now we hit the highest level. So if you have some kind of Kodesh food that is either a Rishon Sheni or a Shlishi, Temein, obviously that piece of Kodesh is Tame, Umitamin, and they transmit Tuma further to another piece of Kodesh, because Kodesh goes all the way up to Revi'i. So if you have a Shlishi Sheba Kodesh that touches another piece of Kodesh, it becomes a Revi'i. HaRevi'i, that Revi'i piece now that was at the end of the chain, Pusel, again, we read Pusel instead of Posel, Velo Mitame. It itself is Pusel, disqualified, but it cannot transmit further Tumah because there's no such thing as a Chamishi. Or is there? Vaha Chamishi. What if you have a piece of Kodesh that's a Chamishi? Well, there is no Chamishi except for the actual Para Aduma itself can be a Chamishi. So if you have Kodesh that was prepared to the level of Tahara to be on the level of a Para Aduma, which has a Chamishi, Nechal b'nezid HaKodesh, well, in such a situation, you can take this Kodesh that was super Tahar and then became a Chamishi, but it can be eaten in a stew even containing pure Kodesh, because technically, really, bottom line, there is no Chamishi for Kodesh, and so as a result, it's not going to ruin the rest of your Chalant if it's in a Kodesh Chalant.